Hi, very good morning. Today I'm going to talk about Zika virus infection epidemiology. So let's talk about where Zika virus has been detected. Before 2015, Zika virus outbreak have occurred in areas of Africa, Southeast Asia, and the Pacific Island. In last May 2015, Zika virus case was detected in Brazil, and currently outbreaks are occurring in many countries. Zika virus will continue to spread, and it will be difficult to determine how the virus will spread over the time. What is the status of Zika virus infection in the United States? So far, there is no as such locally transmitted Zika virus cases been detected. But cases have been reported in returning travelers. Locally transmitted Zika virus has been reported in the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. With the recent outbreak, the number of Zika cases among travelers visiting or returning to the United States will likely increase. These imported cases could result in local spread of virus in some areas of the United States. So, coming to public health point of view, how can we control? The cornerstone strategy in preventing Zika virus infection is vector control. The vector for Zika virus infection is Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. So reducing the density of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes in the area is crucial in point of preventing Zika virus infection. The same Aedes aegypti mosquito is a vector for dengue fever, yellow fever, as well as Zika virus infection. So the strategies what we apply to control mosquito breeding, to prevent mosquito bite, the repellent should be used. Stagnant water in the containers should be avoided. So anyway, this is the brief about strategies to control vector responsible for Zika virus transmission. Now coming to the presentation of Zika virus infection in clinical way, fever, rash, myalgia. So these are the same symptoms when we see in other viral infection too. But the only frightening point about Zika virus infection, I believe, is some of GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome cases have been reported. And that is point of worry, because if patient with GBS infection is not treated on time, the mortality rate is very high. So on time diagnosis and timely treatment can prevent mortalities in such cases. So this was brief about Zika virus infection. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.